I have refrained from talking about the elephant in the room for quite some time, the elephant being Donald Trump. He is so rude, crude, and in my opinion, unhinged, that I try my best to ignore him and his craziness. Think about it. Here's a guy who insinuates that U.S. presidents and their administrations before his have been so stupid and so incompetent as to having let America be bamboozled into making terrible partnerships and deals that are detrimental to the United States, and that he is the savior that will put everything right because, naturally, he is the smartest and most competent person in the world. His ego and narcissism are so out of this world, it's unbelievable. He's not normally worth even commenting on while we wait for his party and hopefully millions of intelligent, responsible Americans to find a way to throw him out on the trash heap of history. Except now he is insulting our country, America's biggest trading partner and closest friendly neighbor, and like a schoolyard 10-year-old, shouting out lies and getting as low as one can by calling our prime minister names, as he has instructed his cabinet minions to do likewise. Even if you are an anti-Trudeau Canadian, shame on you if you agree with Trump and his minions' name-calling. There are times to put aside personal dislikes and stand together against a petty bully, and this is one of those times. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.
Coffee Talk scripts and audio are available at cjwwradio.com.